Hey there, and welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson for Friday. Now, this is the day we usually talk about podcasts or TikTokers or YouTubers, and this week is no exception as we sneak our way into Oh No, Ross and Carrie. Now, you remember a couple weeks ago when I was going on and on about the MacArthur Fellowships and how all sorts of cool people have gotten them over the years, including the amazing Randy? Well, Randy was an amazing sleight-of-hand magician and illusionist, and that's not why he got the grant. He got it because he was a world-class, lifelong skeptic, a guy who knew more than almost anybody on Earth about how to create illusions and how to show how other people are making illusions that they're using to lie to folks and make a buck or to build a following they don't deserve. Yep, Randy knew exactly how to break a con artist's game when they were trying to cheat the world with a flat-out lie. Now, sadly, Randy is gone, but a whole skeptic society has grown up in his place, investigating and debunking these fake spiritualists, psychics, cult leaders, snake oil salesmen, ghost hunters, all that, as they pop up all over the globe. And though Ross Blodger and Carrie Boppe of Oh No, Ross and Carrie have no official connection with the skeptic society or its publications, they are on the same mission in their podcast.
Welcome to Oh No, Ross and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, claims of the paranormal. No way, we take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Ross Blodger.
I'm Carrie Poppy. And it's 2024, baby.
Happy 2024.
Hey.
A new year.
This is going to be a good one.
A good year?
Yes.
Okay, and a good episode.
Yes.
Ross and Carrie show up at the rallies and the events, and they take on ridiculously expensive readings and classes. They buy these ridiculous products, and they test them scientifically. And then they use a whole pile of pesky facts. You remember facts, right? Lots of people used to collect them and value them highly, like Fabergé eggs or All-American Girl dolls, to expose the charlatans and stop the madness. And they've been doing it for years now, and they're really good at it. I've been following these two for a long time, from their place as part of the overall excellent Maximum Fun podcast network. I've even had a couple of very pleasant and productive email exchanges with Carrie Poppy, though I'm sure she doesn't remember them. And what I like best about their show is not just how thorough they are and how clear in their thinking or how honest about their skepticism. What I enjoy most is their unignorable sense of fun. I mean, they really love doing this stuff. There's one other popular science debunking show, Science Versus, from one of my favorite Australians, and I'll talk about that one of these days. And these two podcasts together do their very best to keep humans on track, to think critically, to think logically. They require proof and take everything, no matter how wonderfully reasonable it sounds, with a grain of salt. They're not closed-minded, they're not professional non-believers, they just require proof and honesty. And when they find it, they acknowledge it, and when they don't, you better watch yourself. Now, I admit, back in the old days, skeptics, even the beloved James Randi, could be a little humorless and a little self-righteous. There are times when you almost hate agreeing with them, because they seem so pleased with themselves at proving everybody else so wrong. That's not so with Ross and Carrie. There's a warmth to them both, as well as a sense of humor, that makes you want more, not less. So give Oh No, Ross and Carrie a try. Or you can go read even more in the blog over on thebrandmunson.com. It's open 24/7, just like me. And meanwhile, go out and have a good weekend. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradbunson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word, and let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson, and on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.